morning, everybody. Our big three headlines this morning. Well, the debate commission, group of very serious people who think about these things for long and hard, they've decided they're going to mute the microphones during this upcoming debate on Thursday. Now, Trump probably is ticked off about this, but I actually think this could help him, because if you just let old Biden go by himself there for a while, pretty soon you're going to see the jello come dribbling down his chin. So this actually could help Trump. Also in the big three, sad news for one of our colleagues here at WOR. Rush Limbaugh changed the face of the sound, I should say, of talk radio. He has announced yesterday that his cancer is progressing, and his words, not mine, folks, but he is under a death sentence. So we're sad to hear that. Rounding out the big three, well, I mean, oh gosh, I mean, just some of these days you wake up and you just love a story that comes your way. Jeffrey Toobin, one of those smug, liberal, hoity-toity New Yorker writers, always looking so pleased with himself on CNN. One of Len's favorite people, because he's always dumping on Trump. Trump has violated the Constitution, and Trump has done this, and Trump has done that. Well, the one thing Trump hasn't done, and that Jeffrey Toobin has done, is he was on a Zoom chat with his fancy-schmancy colleagues at the New Yorker, and, well, he had something else apparently going on the screen, a phone sex chat session there, Len. And he thought he turned off the one screen or the one line, but he hadn't. So all of his esteemed colleagues from the New Yorker happened to see him, well, without his pants on, and, you know, having a little fun there on the sex chat line there. So there you go. So Jeffrey Toobin has now been suspended from the New Yorker and from CNN. Now, all these people there, Len, just curious to know what you think about this. All those CNN people, they're always saying, "This Trump has no morals. What this man does is outrageous. This is terrible." And this is coming from a guy who, when he's on a professional meeting, is also on a sex line as well, and his colleagues can see him without his pants on. Where does he come off talking about people who don't have morals? Curious, Len.
Is this a question to me, really?
Well, no, I'm going to ask my friend
for him. You want me to speak as a man, as a broadcaster? What's the area of expertise you want me to bring to this?
Well, don't you find there's hypocrisy there? Don't you think so? They're denouncing Trump for his morals, and then this
Michael,
guy is, you know, getting himself
really,
off on a conference call?
Do you really want to go there? Do you want to talk about all the people at Fox and all the people there and their
all
their
sexcapades?
They
do it with, at least at Fox, they did it with other people. Come on.
Great. Well, that made it against their will. So that
well,
really – oh, that justifies it, Michael. Absolutely great point.
All right, let's move along here and check in with our pal Ron Kuby, the civil rights attorney. And Ron, please, I'm begging you, tell me, you're wearing pants this morning, aren't you?
I decided I would poo bury you today, Michael.
Jesus.
Now, Michael actually knows what that means.
I do.
Right? I don't.
I do.
You want to explain it to us?
So Winnie the Pooh, you'll recall the beloved childhood character.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Christopher Robin, Winnie the Pooh, am I ringing a bell here? If you recall how he was always dressed in just a shirt.
Right. That's
right.
True.
So when one does this these days, I have young people around me, when one is appearing at, you know, on a Zoom call or some other, you know, presumably chest up video, wearing a shirt but no pants, it's called poo bearing.
There you okay,
go.
Good.
See?
Hey,
I'm
Ron.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, Ron.
Real, I can't believe that in introducing this segment, you used both the phrases think long and hard and pleased with himself. I mean, really? Really?
That didn't occur to me.
Did you see Ron?
Just like accidental.
Ron, I got to ask you something, though. Let's say for the sake of argument, all right, so Toobin has been suspended. Let's say he goes to you and he hires you as his lawyer. What is Toobin's defense to try to get his jobs back?
Well, he doesn't have one because CNN is a private company, and the New Yorker is a private company. He doesn't have any First Amendment right to have that job. Any more than I have a First Amendment right to be a New York Times columnist. I want a column, damn it. Well, you can't have one, Mr. Kuby. That's my constitutional right. Now, look, Jeff may have some contractual rights, but every media contract that I know of, and I've seen a few, so to speak, have a morals clause that permits, you know, general suspension or termination for engaging in conduct that may reflect poorly on the organization. Now, you know, right? And I think this qualifies. And Rito, I mean, you're right. When Republicans have sex scandals, at least they have sex with other people. I mean, Democrats' sex scandals all seem to be, you know, they're sexting, they're texting, they're masturbating. But for God's sake, there's no bodily fluids exchange with another human.
Did you see the New York Post story about Anthony Weiner today? Perhaps you didn't.
Yes.
You saw that. Did you see the headline?
Yes.
It says his future political ambitions go limp. So that's that's the headline of the
very,
Post.
Very, very flaccid story.
Serious question for you.
You
I had you on because
first. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I was concerned about a story I read by Emily Bazelon, I think her name is, in the Times over the weekend. Bazelon.
Yeah, Judge Bazelon's the great David Bazelon, former judge of the D.C. Court of Appeals. Bazelon, whatever you're concerned about it, tell me.
Well, my concern is that she was sort of making the case that perhaps the First Amendment, that unfettered speech, is in fact a danger to democracy in this era of so much, the Times would call it, disinformation, you know, flinging around out there on the internet. And that maybe
right,
we
like
should
masks
get a
cause you to die, and COVID isn't really a problem. It's a Democratic hoax, and the Democrats are involved in a satanic pedophile child-eating.
Ron, here's the question for you. Do you agree with the premise of this article that we should be more like Europe, which does ban certain kinds of speech? I mean, are you in favor of saying if what you're saying is factually incorrect, you must be censored? Do you believe that?
God, Michael, you're so aggressive. Gosh.
Well, pull up your pants and come back.
No. Okay. Of course not. I mean, look, I do think freedom of speech, as it is properly understood in the American legal system, which is somewhat different from the way your audience understands it, but I do think the First Amendment protections that we have in this country, they are indeed dangerous. There's no question about that. And they were designed to be dangerous. You know, speech has the power to change minds, to radicalize people, to change governments, in some cases have revolutions. It's not protected because it's benign or innocuous. It's protected precisely because of its power. So the short answer is no, Michael, I don't agree. I believe in a vigorous First Amendment.
Hey, Ron, and we're on with Ron Kuby.
Dude, I know you thought I was going to go all PC and start to say, oh, gosh, but it's so terrible what they're doing. They're doing these nasty things.
Well, let me ask you, Ron Kuby, who's going off on a rant here. So when the president says that Joe Biden's a criminal and that you guys in the media, you're criminals, too, for not reporting that, that's all good? You're fine. It's all
no.
All good.
No, I mean, here's the sort of common misunderstanding. The First Amendment protects you against action by the government that interferes with your speech or the written word, except in the most extreme cases. It doesn't protect you from private entities refusing to publish and republish your lies. So it's the most basic kind of distinction. If I am speaking something on the street, saying something that's offensive, and I get arrested for it, my First Amendment rights have been violated. If somebody punches me in the jaw for it, they haven't violated any First Amendment right. The First Amendment acts as a check on the power of government, not on the power of private entities. So it's always entertaining for me, speaking of hypocrisy, when the small government pro-business right wing who's out there saying, you shouldn't have to make cheeseburgers for homosexuals, by God, if you don't want to serve them, those people suddenly say, well, Twitter has to amplify the New York Post phony stories, or that Facebook cannot remove posts that it finds an imminent danger to public
health. All right, Ron, we got to run, but you're my favorite.
Did you read the New York Radio message board about you guys?
No. You're Ron, we got to run. You're our favorite commie, but we got to run.
Off.
Okay, Ron, we love you. We'll have you back. Don't worry. Keep screaming and yelling into your living room. All right. Goodbye, Ron Kuby, the great civil rights lawyer. We love you, Ron. Hey, when we get back, it's your chance to win a Berman Riedel 2020 T-shirt. Come up with a great slogan, a slogan that we like, and you can win it. Call us at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Your chance to win Berman Riedel 2020 T-shirt. That's next.
Four. The important question here, Natalie, are Michael and I going to get free T-shirts? My goodness, they're good-looking T-shirts. We are the co-hosts. Do we get them at all? What's going on here?
I believe they are in the mail.
Oh, they're in the mail. Right. Yeah,
just
right.
Like that check.
Sure, we broke the budget if we had two more T-shirts.
Go out to anyway, that mailbox. Your chance. You might have a gift.
Okay, here's your chance.
Ooh, a reason to live, Len.
It's a go to my mailbox. It's a Berman Riedel 2020 T-shirt, but you got to come up with a slogan for our 2020 campaign. 800-321-0710. Let's hear your slogans, or you can email us or send us to our Twitter account, at LenMichaelWOR. Or if you want an extra chance to win, just go to 710WOR.com/shirt. We're not going to make you dance for your dinner. What you have to do is just put your name in there, and you have a chance to win a T-shirt. So you don't even have to come up with a slogan. All right, let's see what our listeners have for us today. Let's start with Don in Bell Harbor. What do you got for us, Don?
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know, I don't know why I'm so nervous on the phone. It's crazy.
Don't worry. It's just the two of us.
Calm down. Just take a deep breath, because you're only talking to Riedel and me, so there's nothing to be nervous about.
Yeah. You're not dealing with Albert Einstein's here.
I'm a roofing contractor. When I work, and I listen to you all morning.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Don.
Okay. Let's get this straight. All right. Len, you're like a houseplant, and Michael is a cricket, because he's very annoying. So both for the houseplant and the cricket, they'll know how to fix it.
Well, that's pretty good, actually. The houseplant and the cricket, they'll know how to fix it.
All right, not bad, Don. Hang on the line. All the callers, hang on in case you win, so we'll know how to, send you a T-shirt.
Don't fall off the ladder there, Don. Just hang on. Okay, let's go to, how about a Rob in Lyndhurst, New York? Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm not nervous talking to you guys. I don't really even like you. No, seriously. Here we go.
We don't like you either, Rob. So good for you.
Right. Thank you. Go ahead. Berman and Riedel 2020, making America watch television again.
Not bad.
That's got to be in the ringer, Len. That's pretty good.
Hang on, Rob. How about Ken in Ronkonkoma? Hey, Ken, what do you got for us?
All right. Being a big Trump supporter, this is the slogan. Riedel D and Riedel Dumb.
Oh, well, who's the Riedel Dumb? I must be the Dumb. What? Is that it?
A Democrat.
Oh, a Democrat.
You're a Democrat, okay. Right?
Oh, a Democrat. Right, I haven't heard that before.
I wouldn't go to your mailbox real soon.
There's no reason, Ken, for you to stay on the line, okay? Goodbye, Ken.
Bye, Ken.
All right. How about Frank in Totowa? Good morning, Frank.
Hey, guys. Good morning. In light of the Jeffrey Toobin thing, I thought long and hard about this.
Okay.
Riedel Berman 2020, the refined leading the blind.
Ooh. And I'm the refined, right, Frank?
You are. That's why I put you first.
Thanks, Frank.
That was just classy. That was great. How about the bland leading the bland? I don't know. How about Barbara in Jackson, New Jersey? What do you got, Barb?
Berman and Riedel 2020, keeping our pants on for America.
That would be a positive thing for the country.
That's very true, Barbara. You can check that with Natalie. She can verify that we keep our pants on during these Zoom chats that we have. So thank you, Barbara. All right, Len, who's going to win? You pick.
I don't know. I kind of like Rob in Lyndhurst. Make America watch TV again. What do you think?
I'm going with Rob, too, yes. And I'm going to go with Don in Bell Harbor. Houseplant and cricket. They will know how to fix it.
That's cute. Okay, the roofing contractor who is nervous wins a T-shirt. So wear that T-shirt when you're up on the roof and let everyone know that you're listening to the show. Thanks, Don. Thanks, Rob. You are our winners today. Come back tomorrow. We'll do this again. Fun stuff. All right, let's get the latest news headlines at 8:30. Good morning to you, Joe Bartlett.
Well, good morning, Len. This is fun stuff, too. President Trump blaming the media for scaring people about coronavirus. He says all they ever talk about is COVID, 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 COVID. He claims the networks are trying to talk everybody out of voting. The president also says Dr. Anthony Fauci has been a disaster. In a call with campaign staffers, he said people are tired of hearing from him. Well, here we go. Let's see if it'll work. Every once in a while, it doesn't want to.
Every time he goes on television, there's always a bomb. But there's a bigger bomb if you fire him.
Yeah, so Trump says Fauci's made a lot of bad calls, and if he listened to Fauci, 500,000 people would be dead. Coronavirus cases doubling in New Jersey in the past month. It now technically qualifies for that tri-state quarantine list. So technically, if you're in New Jersey because of the rate of COVID, you couldn't travel to New York. But Governor Cuomo says they're not going to add New Jersey to that list.
It's a problem. Where you have a workforce that comes and goes every day, there's just a lot of interconnection and travel.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. Could still be weeks before restrictions are lifted in those hot spots in Brooklyn and Queens. Mayor de Blasio says the spike is leveled off, but Governor Cuomo says don't listen to him. He says, I'll tell you when you can move around, and he may redraw those red zones tomorrow. A change in Thursday's presidential debate. The microphones will be now turned off when the candidates have their 2 minutes to answer a question. Then both microphones will be turned on so President Trump and Joe Biden can mix it up then. Joe Biden off the campaign trail until after the debate. He's prepping. Instead, his running mate, Kamala Harris, will hit some battleground states, and former President Obama will also do some campaigning for Biden, who is in the basement prepping. Finally here.
In the basement, yeah. That's exactly where he is, Joe.
Okay. That's where he's been, Len. I mean, that's factual.
Ben, I don't know where he goes and hides. I don't know.
Well, you said it must be true. If you said it on your newscast, he's in the basement, then it must be factually true.
Absolutely.
Okay, finally. We've seen these things millions of times. A military flyover of a football stadium. Well, we happen to get the inside thoughts of the Fox sports announcers, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. They don't like it. They were mocking it. Now, this was off the broadcast. Their hot mics were hot, but it wasn't on the broadcast. And this is what they thought of the flyover Sunday in Tampa.
That's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover.
That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now.
It's a little political commentary from Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Why would that not happen? They'll save the money or what?
Green New Deal, Len. New Deal. There's no flying.
Right, right. Plus, they don't like the military anyway.
And by the way, they time it perfectly for the flyover right at the right moment. They have to be staged out several miles away, and boom, they get there right at the right moment.
Right moment. By the way, but did you happen to pick up the Troy Aikman, the Harris-Biden White House?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I guess he thinks they're going to win.
You're missing the point. You're missing the point. Harris on the top.
Oh, right.
Oh, is that Harris Biden?
Yeah.
Right.
Harris Biden White House.
All right. Either way, that's fine. Yeah. It's like the house plant and the cricket. Same deal. Either way, works.
Len.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Save it, Joe. Save it. We'll beat him up when we come back, okay? Come on. We will.
Well, that's always fun. Up next, what was Jeffrey Toobin thinking? Anything? Anything at all? And Anthony Weiner speaks. That's coming up next. Having your health and mobility makes your life so much more satisfying. You're able to do what you want, when you want, enjoy it more than ever. If your mobility is an issue, you need to make an appointment with my friends at Trinity Rehab. They'll restore your freedom to live your life pain-free. This is cutting-edge, state-of-the-art physical therapy that will improve your life. Trinity Rehab has the EPAP machine. This is FDA-approved, non-surgical acoustic pressure wave technology. It's similar to what's used to break up kidney stones. It breaks up scar tissue, enhances healing, and gets rid of pain fast. It's effective for conditions like back or neck pain, tennis elbow, shoulder tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and knee pain. In just 3 5-minute sessions, you could be virtually pain-free. It's so effective that Olympic athletes and the New York professional football team use EPAT for their injuries. There's no prescription needed to get started. With locations all over New Jersey, including Paramus and now Chester. Call Trinity Rehab today, 800-518-0977. That's 800-518-0977. 1-800-273-0977 or visit their website at trinity-rehab.com. That's trinity-rehab.com.
All right, we just gave away a couple of T-shirts there for your Berman and Riedel 2020 slogan, because Len and I are running for the presidency and the vice presidency, in case you guys haven't heard. Got a last-minute entry that I kind of like, Len. You ready for this one?
Sure, go. Len? Yeah.
Are you having fun this morning, Len? Your blinds are closed.
I am. Why did Joe say I wasn't having fun? I'm having a great time, Joe.
And I don't know. You seem like you're in like kind of a glum mood today. I don't know what it is.
Out of sorts there.
Yeah.
Open your blinds,
really?
Len. Open the blinds.
I feel good. This is great. I mean, just 2 weeks till election day, and then it'll be great. Make America great again.
Well, why don't you open your blinds, Len? The sun is out. You got your blinds
drawn. It's not out. I think it's going to be a cloudy day. What are you guys talking about?
Well, a house plant needs a little light, so open the blinds.
And you're the cricket. Anyway.
Here's the slogan. Riedel and Bergman, 2020. Who cares? That's not bad, I have to say.
Ingmar Bergman?
That's you, Len. What are we doing? Did we really seriously make a living at this? It's unbelievable. All right, so Jeffrey Toobin.
Yeah.
This is the story of the day, folks. So Jeffrey Toobin, he's that smug, self-satisfied New Yorker writer.
Well, now CNN. He seems self-satisfied.
It's true. The smug, self-satisfied New Yorker writer. Ooh, the New Yorker. Ooh, that esteemed magazine. And a CNN legal analyst. Oh, he's always on there saying that Trump has violated the Constitution right and left. So Toobin, he is on a Zoom call with his buddies from the New Yorker and WNYC, and that's the nonprofit commie station here in New York. And they're rehearsing. They're doing this is the word they use, a simulation of what the election night coverage is going to be like. They're, you know, little dress rehearsal, a simulation. So Toobin, apparently, he's got some other stuff going on his computer. Apparently, he's, I don't know, video chatting some babe there. And, well, he's, you know, talking with esteemed colleagues in the New Yorker on one hand. And then the other hand, the other hand is doing something else.
On the other.
And apparently, his esteemed colleagues saw him doing that thing with his other hand. And now Jeffrey Toobin, as the Post says, Toobin his own horn. Pretty good headline writing there. Jeffrey Toobin has now been suspended from both the New Yorker and CNN. Now, this is why a person for a radio show is key, and that person is Natalie. Okay, she's our producer. She keeps us in check. She can be a little tough on us, Len, sometimes, and frankly, sometimes a little annoying, but not too much. I mean, we love Natalie.
Oh, say Natalie, it like it is. She could be a real pain in the ass when she wants to be. Go ahead.
No,
let it out.
No, I would not say that. But Natalie, you lay down the rules with this whole work from home business, with the Zoom chats or the Microsoft Teams, whatever we're doing here. And the very first thing you said to us, guys, we'll be on the phone looking at each other so we can communicate with our hands and that kind of thing. Well, so is Jeffrey Toobin. But anyway, the first thing Natalie said to us was, you have to wear pants. I am not doing Zoom chats. Just because I can only see you guys from the top up, you have to wear pants. And Natalie, right. That has been a rule that has probably saved us.
No, you know what? There's definitely been times where, you know, you've stood up, you've moved around the room, and if you just came in your boxer shorts, I don't need to see that. I mean, there have been times where I know Len's wife walked in by accident, you know, to the room. She was clothed and everything like that. I mean, I don't want to say anything.
She had no pants on.
You know, you don't realize the camera's on. She went into the room to get something, but
exactly.
She didn't realize the camera was on. I've seen, Joe's wife, Jean, pop in, too. So, yeah, you have to make sure. Basically, you're in front of a live camera all day long. Just think about that.
That's right. That's
just
right.
Let me know when Riedel's girlfriend shows up. Is that
ever happened? I haven't seen her yet. Seen everybody
Does
she else's ever show up? Significant
Does she
other.
Exist?
Did you have company while we were doing these Zoom calls?
She lives in Canada.
No. What?
No. She can't because she listen. I have a small apartment, okay, in the West Village. I got a tiny one bedroom. She can't be trying to get some sleep while you and I are doing this nonsense that we do That's for true. 4 hours every morning. That would keep her awake. So she can't. Stay
By the
open.
Way.
Which is
Did
one reason
why
I made
go
with back
Anthony
to the
Weiner. Anthony Weiner was on Channel 4. Andrew Siff interviewed him. And the New York Post wrote it up and said that his political ambitions have gone limp. That's what the Post says. Weiner says that no ballot for him.
Bill de Blasio's got a tough job. I believe I would have been a better mayor, or else I wouldn't have run.
Well, but he's not going to run now.
No, he's not.
Anyway, Wiener said, what's that?
Wiener has no shame. I mean, Noam Layden, who, you know, once upon a time was going to have a job with our show, but Bartlett won't leave, so he's not coming anywhere near here. But Noam told me he worked with Wiener once over at another network, and the post came out with Wiener sex texting some underage girl, and he thought, well, he's not going to come to work today. And Wiener still showed up, and he wanted Noam to come down and let him in the building so he could do the show, even though he was on the front page of the New York Post about his sex texting. I mean, no shame. No shame.
That soundbite was that he thought he could have been a better mayor than de Blasio. Here's where he said he's not running for office.
I am not going to be on the ballot anytime in your kid's lifetime, my kid's lifetime. When I'm a great-grandfather, who knows, maybe I'll think about it again.
Yeah, and the Post said he's now just a working stiff. So there you go.
All right, grand old time with this. Up next, we'll have some tips on how you can improve your relationship in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
60 years is probably more like it for me, but 60 seconds works for most people. That's coming up next.
So on Fridays, after the 9 o'clock news, we'll be doing this thing called Tag Team Trivia, where Michael teams up with a listener and I team up with a different listener, and we go at it. Joe Bartlett asks us trivia questions. Now, we've done it twice. The first time around, Michael's team won, and last time around, my team won. So this will be the tiebreaker so far on Friday at 9:05. If you want to be a partner of Michael or me, go to our website, 710WOR.com/contestant. You can become a contestant. And we have a T-shirt for that winner. So, God, we're giving out a lot of T-shirts around here, Michael.
We are, just in time for winter. Good move.
We have it well. We plan out the seasons. All right, I got a good one. I got a good story for you.
Okay.
Because I know, since you're getting engaged shortly, that you probably
depends on,
what
depends you on are, your right? definition of shortly.
Well, you have the ring, so
I do.
I think you'll want to know about this because I have a feeling sometimes things aren't going especially well. There is an article on a website called Bustle that says how to improve your relationship in 60 seconds. So, do you want some of these tips? Tell me how many of these you've done with your girlfriend. Well, okay, I'm going to give you a.
Hold the fort. Can I just tell you, there's an ironic context to all of this, because my girlfriend happens to be the executive editor of Bustle.
So, well, maybe she planted this.
It could be.
Is she really?
She is, yes.
She's the executive editor? Oh, that's funny.
Bustle. She is.
Well, maybe she's sending you a little subliminal hints here, because she's put out this article. Okay. If she's the executive editor, she's put out an article, How to Improve Your Relationship in 60 Seconds. So tell me how many times you've done this with your girlfriend. Number one, send a cute thinking of you text.
Well, I don't want to get too personal here, but as soon as my show's over, I always send her a pineapple emoji. Now, why a pineapple emoji?
Why?
Because one of our favorite shows is Cabaret, the great musical. And they have this song between the elderly couple as they're falling in love. And in war-torn Germany, you can't get fruit. But this guy is a fruit seller, and he presents this woman he loves with a pineapple. And he says, really? A pineapple for you. And that's a song we've always liked. So when I'm done with the show, I always send her a little pineapple.
Really?
Just to remind her that I'm
so you've done this. Wow. So that's good.
Oh, that's romantic.
Wow. Number two. Mm-hmm. Number two. Give him a compliment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always do that. I always do that.
Okay. See, I'm shocked. I would have thought you would have, like, scored zero on this quiz. Number three.
No. Yeah.
How to improve your relationship in 60 seconds. Give them a hug.
Of course. Every time she comes over, I give her a hug. And well, a little. See,
I totally misread this. I really got this all wrong.
No.
All right.
Tremendous effect. I always give her a little kiss on the top of the head, too, the first thing when she comes in.
Oh, there you go. That's very nice.
Isn't it romantic?
Number sort of
like
four.
Your dog.
Right. It's not patronizing at all. Number four.
Yeah.
Clear or wash their dishes for them.
Oh, well, no. The whole way it works around here is I do all the cooking, and I also do all the cleaning up. So she sets the table, but I do the cooking, and then I do the pots and the pans afterward. So
wow. So you do that too. This is amazing.
What a catch this guy is, huh, Lenny?
Is he unbelievable? Wow. Yeah. I wish I was
the ball available. And he can cook too. There you go.
Yeah.
You guys number think I'm Mr. Five. Insensitive, but I'm really not. Okay.
Number five.
Help me out with this one. Yep.
Tuck them in when they go to bed.
Well, that's an issue now because, Lennon, you know, we go to bed before our respective partners do.
That's true,
do,
too. So. We go to bed like 7 at night, so yeah.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
So they have to have to tuck us in. That's the issue there. Yeah.
I can't see you doing this. Number six. I can't see Michael Riedel doing this. What do you think, Joe? Leave a sticky note that says, I love you, on the mirror.
Well, actually, I used to do that quite a bit when she would stay over, and I had to get up earlier when I went to the studio, and she would stay over. I always leave a little note.
Show me something.
I would always leave a little note, you know, a little like, you know, I love you, or I would draw the pineapple, or, you know, a little note.
Huh. I'm shocked. How about you, Joe? Joe, is he making this up? I'm
shocked. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen this side of Riedel. Man, he really is like a little softy.
He's a human being. Who knew?
Here's another one. Yeah. Throw in a piece of candy while you're buying groceries.
Well, actually... I have been known to stop at Lilac Chocolates when I'm going out to the farmer's market and pick up. Also, you know, the thing I always pick up, she likes at the farmer's market, the cider donuts. And I get up before she does on Saturday morning. So I always make sure I pick up a cider donut for her.
He's the inspiration for this article, Len, don't you think?
I think he is. I think she wrote down all the things that Michael does.
I think we need to get her on the phone and see if he's lying.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Would she come on the air, Michael?
I'll ask her. I doubt it. She doesn't like to be she lives with a pretty prominent media personality, so she doesn't need to be that herself, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, who does she live with? Anyone we know?
Yeah. Who?
Hey. All right.
Jeffrey Toobin.
Well, you really got to hand it to him. Hey, coming up next, mute buttons and criminals. Just another day in Trump land. The president heads to Fox and Friends. It's 9 o'clock.